Hello, and welcome to my guided meditation series. My name is Crystal Lynn Bell, and I will be your host for this session. Today, we will be exploring who we think we are and shedding light on our greatest potential. The Who Am I meditation for recognizing your real self. Sometimes we get confused about who we really are. We think that we are our job or our illness or the role that we play in life. This meditation is going to help you realize who you are by looking at what you are not. This is an active meditation that will want your attention and focus to be really clear. So please do this meditation sitting upright. You can sit on your bed, on a chair, on the floor, or wherever you feel comfortable. Just make sure that your posture is good and erect and that you are following along in an alert and aware state. So let's begin by taking some slow, deep breaths. Take a deep inhalation and a full exhalation. Inhale deeply through your nose and exhale deeply through your nose. Inhale and exhale. And just become aware of your body from head to toe. Feel your presence and your awareness in your physical body. Become aware of your breath and your energy at the same time. And just take a few moments to breathe and observe. And just some long, slow inhalations and exhalations. Connecting to your body through your breath. Using your mind. And now I want you to picture a large, clear plastic bag, and I want you to fill that bag with swirling purple gas. And just watch the patterns that the gas makes as it swirls around. And now I want you to create tiny sparkles of light in the purple gas and just allow the sparkles to make their own pattern. And just observe how things are taking shape in your mind's eye. And remember to breathe in and out. Inhaling and exhaling slowly and deeply. And very gently, just allow that purple color and the sparkles to flow out of the bag. So now the air inside the bag is so clear that when you put an object into it, you can see the object even more clearly than you can in real life. Everything you put into the bag, you will be able to understand fully. Now let's begin by putting your name into the bag. So just see your name floating there. And relax your mind and just understand what it means. And now I want you to put your naked body into the bag. Look at it and see it from every angle. And now put any illness or injury that you have into the bag. If you had a headache or allergies, a cold, anything that you have, any ailment that you have, put that into the bag as well. And look at your body in the bag and all your ailments. See the parts of your body that are not working. And now put into the bag any pain, disease, ailment, or deficiencies that you've ever had. Put those in the bag. Any dis-ease that you've ever had goes into the bag. Any diagnosis you've ever had, any wounding, any cuts, scrapes, bruises, any falls that you've taken, broken limbs, put all that into the bag. And now put your favorite outfit of clothing on the naked body. And now put into the bag any emotions that you might be experiencing right now. So just check in with yourself and see how you feel. Maybe you feel frustrated or relaxed or effervescent, whatever you feel. Put that into the bag. Now put your entire wardrobe into the bag, along with your hairstyle, your makeup, your perfume or your aftershave, your cologne. Put all those into the bag. Now put into the bag your home and your furniture. Put in your car and any other things that you possess. So all of your possessions go into the bag. Now put your career into the bag and all the ideas that say that you are what you do. Put your education into the bag and the place where you went to school. Now put your mind into the bag, and with it that little voice in the back of your head that is always telling you what to think and what to do. Put your personality into the bag. And put into the bag your astrology, your numerology, your destiny, your heritage, your ethnicity, and your race. Put all those into the bag. Put your dreams and your nightmares into the bag. Now put in all your beliefs about money, about women, about men, about sex. Put all those beliefs into the bag. Put into the bag your beliefs about your sex organs, your weight, your complexion. Put in your beliefs about race, God, religion, and politics. All the ideas that you have about death and loneliness, morality, stealing, lying, cheating. All those things go into the bag. Put your mother and father into the bag. Put in your brothers and sisters, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins. Put your spouse into the bag. Your lover, your partner, your other. Put in your children, your friends. Everyone into the bag. put anyone that you have ever hurt into the bag. And now put all of your complaints into the bag. Anything that you've ever complained about goes into the bag. And you can put your judgments in, and all the ideas and thoughts about the people and things you felt were good or bad, right or wrong, put those judgments, beliefs, and ideas into the bag. Put into the bag your need to be right. Put in there all your opinions about what you have or have not accomplished. Put into the bag your opinions about your own personal failures, about your reputation, and your opinion about all things that you think you're guilty of. Those opinions about things that you're trying to do. Put into the bag your opinions about the rules or laws that you have broken or kept. Put into the bag your opinions about the arguments that you have had and all the agreements that you did not keep, all the relationships that you have left. Put all your perceptions and opinions into the bag. Put into the bag all the opinions that others have about you, all the opinions that your parents had about what they wanted you to be, what your friends want you to be, what your children want you to be, what your boss wants you to be, what your enemies think of you. Put all of the perceptions that other people have about you into the bag. And now put your characteristics into the bag. Your habits, your addictions, your resistances. Put your argumentative nature, or your resentful or revengeful self into the bag. Put into the bag your need to be alone, your desire to not tell the truth, your desire not to confront others, your refusal to allow people to teach you. Put into the bag your reluctance to empower other people, your fears, your unwillingness toward making the world work. Put all of your resistances, doubts, and fears into the bag. Put into the bag your need to make justifications about what you do wrong. All the reasons you have for why you do what you do, and the reasons for why you are who you are. They all go into the bag. Put your current problems into the bag, along with all the stories that go along with those problems. Put your past lives into the bag. Put in your history, your ancestry. And now look around you and put anything you've forgotten into the bag. Make sure that everything that is you is in the bag. Now look at the bag from all sides, from the top and the bottom. See everything in the bag. if everything you know and think are in the bag? Who is looking at the bag? The things that are inside the bag are not you. You are neither the bag nor the things inside it. You are the one who is looking at the bag. You are an extension of source energy, and you created everything in the bag to help you express yourself. You can keep or discard anything in the bag. It's your choice. You are not the things in the bag. You are the being who is looking at the bag. To end our meditation, please take some deep breaths into the body you are inhabiting while here on Earth. Feel your breath as it moves through you. Try to maintain the connection to your physical body and your light being. In your mind, repeat the mantra, "I am light. I am light." Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. I am light. I am light. And just sit for a few minutes and breathe and remember the truth of who you are. This ends our meditation. Namaste.